Legislation banning the sale of e-cigarettes to those under 18 is expected to be enacted before the Dáil summer recess. The bill, approved by Cabinet today, contains a number of additional measures, including restricting the type of retailers that can sell nicotine-inhaling products, curbing the advertising of nicotine-inhaling products near schools. Let's talk now to Hildegard Nocton, Minister of State with Special Responsibility for Public Health, who's in our Dáil studio. A very good afternoon to you, Minister, and welcome to the News at One.
Good afternoon.
So the legislation you hope will be in law before the Dáil rises for the summer?
Yes, I've just come from Cabinet where we have approved the Tobacco and Nicotine Inhaling Products Bill. So really the aim here is the protection of children. We know the impact that nicotine has on developing brains and in our young people and the long-term impact that that has. I know we've all, I suppose, met parents, teachers, really concerned around the increasing use of inhaling products like e-cigarettes, particularly in our young people. So what this legislation will do, it'll ban the sale of nicotine inhaling products to minors. It'll ban the sale of those self-service vending machines of tobacco products and nicotine products as well. Ban the event of the sale of these products as well at events for younger people, for minors, and advertising near schools, public transport, and for children in cinema. So it's really about working towards making Ireland tobacco-free.
And for retailers, what sanctions would they face if they're to breach these regulations?
So we're introducing as well a new licensing regime. So where a retailer is, first they'll have to purchase a license. They will not be allowed to sell any e-cigarettes or tobacco to under 18s. And where they do that, we have a fixed charge notice of, I suppose, an on-the-spot fine, if you like, of €2,000. Also, there will be, on summary conviction, where there's a first offence, there would be a fine of up to €4,000 or 6 months in prison. For any subsequent offences, there would be a fine of a maximum of €5,000 and up to 12 months in prison. So this is really about ensuring that we are looking after particularly our younger people, because we know and all the research is telling us that where young people start vaping, they're five times more likely to pick up smoking. And we all know the negative health impacts that smoking has on our health.
Aside from the prohibition on advertising the products around schools or on public transport, there aren't any further advertising restrictions. You're not going as far, for example, in relation to the restrictions on tobacco advertising, are you?
Well, yes, we will be looking at that. And certainly, I know in relation to even the packaging of these products, like we have plain packaging of rules and legislation in place regarding tobacco in retail outlets. And I know that myself and Minister Donnelly, although it's not part of this particular legislation, at an EU level, there's an EU directive looking at plain packaging for e-cigarettes as well. And I know that we'll be watching that directive very closely. And we'd like to, I suppose, move in line with EU level. And if there's a sense that that's not happening at EU level, we'll be introducing plain packaging here for e-cigarettes also.
Right. And in relation more broadly to these products for adults who are trying to kick the smoking habit, do they have a role to play, do you believe?
Yes, I think the research does show, first of all, e-cigarettes, they're not harmless, but they are less harmful than tobacco cigarettes. But further research is needed to establish the long-term health implications for adults. But where somebody is trying to give up smoking cigarettes, definitely a positive there for e-cigarettes. It can be useful to help people get off cigarettes. But the evidence is really clear for younger people under 18s that it has e-cigarettes have long-term developmental implications on their brain development. And the fact that those that start vaping at a young age are five times more likely to go on to smoke, I think is really clear around the health implications here. So that's what this legislation is particularly aimed at. It's for under 18s.
Right. Just on another matter, Minister, a report from our health correspondent Fergal Barras today saying that the HSE is concerned about the rise in the cost of the new National Children's Hospital having an impact on capital projects elsewhere in the health service this year. Is that something we're likely to see, projects that were hoped to be advanced during 2023 being put back because of the rising cost of the National Children's Hospital?
No is the short answer to that. I've just come from a doorstep with Minister Stephen Donnelly in relation to this tobacco and nicotine inhaling products bill, and he has been very clear that it was the Hospital Development Board are engaging with the contractor. And yes, so that the spend will likely be in excess of that 1.4 billion euro, but there are contractual obligations there that the contractor needs to meet. So it wouldn't be, I think, appropriate to prejudge the outcome of those negotiations. But there is absolutely a concerted effort and commitment from government to roll out those capital projects. I know even in my own constituency of Galway West, we have new surgical hubs to be rolled out in Merlin Park that will help ease the elective waiting lists, not just in Galway, but in the West and Northwest, and the similar capital projects need to be rolled out right across the country.
If the Children's Hospital is heading north of 1.4 billion, and you've acknowledged that that does seem to be the situation, then how are these other how are other projects not going to be affected unless there's some kind of supplementary funding made available?
Well, what I can say to you is that, again, negotiations are ongoing between the Hospital Development Board and the contractor. The contractor has to meet its own obligations there in relation to getting value for money for the taxpayer, but also we have a commitment right across government in relation to the rollout of capital health projects right across the country. And Minister Donnelly has been very clear today in we are at one in relation to our commitment on that.
And before I let you go, our Fine Gael minister is going to continue to press for tax cuts for what are described as the squeeze middle.
Well, I'm a little bit amused in relation to the amount of attention that this has got. Look, you know, supporting middle income earners and their families to help keep more money in their pockets. It's part of, I suppose, Fine Gael policy, but it's also in the programme for government. And again, I sit at Cabinet. I can tell you there is a really good relationship right across government. We are all at one here in relation to how we can best, I suppose, use that extra budget surplus in this year's budget.
Was this discussed at Cabinet today?
No, it was business as usual in relation to the legislation that we're putting through. And I can tell you that, look, I don't think there's any issue here. We will have a spending package, a tax package, and we'll also be setting finance aside for the future as part of this upcoming budget. And I don't think there's any, I suppose, news in relation to Fine Gael's position on this or the fact that this is part of the programme for government as well to ensure that middle income earners can keep more of their own hard-earned income.
Minister of State Hildegard Nocton, thanks very much for talking to us on the programme.